Visit langia.com to access the transcript, translations, explanations, and flashcards.
Let's start with the episode.
Welcome to another exciting episode of the Language Learning Podcast. We are so happy you could join us today.
And today, we're diving into the fascinating world of myths and legends to discuss a question that might surprise you. Was Gilgamesh, the ancient Sumerian king, actually the world's first superhero?
You know, when I think of superheroes, I usually picture capes, masks, and maybe flying through the sky with a dramatic soundtrack. But what if I told you the very first hero we know of lived thousands of years ago, didn't wear spandex, and wrestled lions barehanded? Move over, Marvel.
Exactly. It's a completely different image, isn't it? In this episode, we'll explore who Gilgamesh was, look at his incredible story, and debate whether he truly fits our modern idea of a superhero. Get ready for an epic journey back in time.
So let's start right at the beginning. Who exactly was this Gilgamesh? He was the legendary king of Uruk, an incredibly important ancient city in Mesopotamia. We're talking about a time around 2100 BC. That's truly ancient, long before many of the famous historical figures we often learn about.
Indeed. The epic poem about him tells us he was a very special being. He was said to be two-thirds god and one-third human. This mixed heritage gave him immense strength, incredible power, and remarkable endurance. Definite superhero qualities there, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Having divine blood running through your veins certainly gives you a head start in the power department. But here's the twist in his origin story. He wasn't exactly a good guy at first. He was incredibly powerful, yes, but also a rather tyrannical ruler. He oppressed his people, used his strength selfishly, and behaved very badly. That's not very heroic, is it?
No, not at all by our current standards. His people were so unhappy with his rule, so tired of his arrogance and demanding nature, that they prayed to the gods for help. And the gods responded by creating Enkidu, a wild man raised by animals, to challenge Gilgamesh and stop his tyrannical ways. This marks the beginning of Gilgamesh's transformation.
So we have a powerful, almost godlike figure, but with a serious attitude problem and a bad temper. It sounds like a really complex origin story already, full of conflict and potential for change. It's not a simple case of a hero being born.
And that complexity makes his journey even more interesting. The true turning point for Gilgamesh comes with his friendship with Enkidu. After their initial battle, which was an epic struggle of strength, they recognized each other's power and became the very best of friends. This strong bond really changes Gilgamesh as a person.
Yes, their friendship is absolutely crucial. Enkidu helps Gilgamesh understand important things like compassion, loyalty, and the value of others. This is a crucial step for any hero, moving beyond selfishness and starting to care about something bigger than himself. With Enkidu by his side, Gilgamesh undertakes truly heroic quests, not just for himself, but for his city and people.
Their most famous adventure is probably their journey to the Cedar Forest. This was a dangerous, mystical place, and they went there to defeat the monstrous guardian, Humbaba. This was a truly terrifying creature, appointed by the gods themselves to protect the forest. Facing such a powerful and frightening monster requires immense courage, wouldn't you agree?
Definitely. And they succeeded in defeating Humbaba. This act not only showcased their incredible strength and bravery, but also offered protection to their people from a dangerous, supernatural force that threatened their world. That sounds a lot like what a modern superhero does: fights evil, protects the innocent, and makes the world a safer place.
So we're seeing traits like supernatural powers, a clear moral transformation, immense courage in the face of danger, and the desire to protect people. The argument that Gilgamesh could be considered the first superhero is certainly getting stronger here, moving beyond just raw power.
But like all heroes, even those with incredible powers and divine blood, Gilgamesh experiences loss and vulnerability. The death of his dear friend Enkidu, which was a result of the god's anger, profoundly affects him. It's a moment that shows his very human side.
Absolutely. Enkidu's death makes Gilgamesh incredibly terrified of his own mortality. He realizes that even with all his strength, he is not immortal like the gods. He then embarks on another epic quest, the search for eternal life. This shows a very human fear and a desperate desire to escape death, despite his divine nature.
He travels to the very ends of the earth, crosses dangerous waters, and faces incredible challenges and dangers, all to find the secret to everlasting life. He even meets Utnapishtim, a man who survived a great flood and was granted immortality. But Gilgamesh ultimately fails to achieve physical immortality for himself.
And here's where it gets interesting for our superhero debate. Does failing to achieve immortality make him less of a hero? Or does his acceptance of his human limits and his return to Uruk to become a wise and just king make him even more heroic in a different way? It's a powerful lesson.
That's a great question. He returns to Uruk and dedicates himself to his city. He uses his wisdom and experience to build magnificent walls, strengthen his kingdom, and leave a lasting legacy for his people. Perhaps his true superpower wasn't just physical strength, but the wisdom to accept his fate, learn from his journey, and build something great for future generations.
So, to recap, Gilgamesh had superhuman strength, went on incredible epic quests, fought terrifying monsters, and eventually transformed into a wise and just leader, learning important lessons along the way. He certainly ticks many boxes for what we might call a superhero, especially considering how long ago he lived.
But he also started as a tyrant and sought immortality for selfish reasons. So perhaps he's more of an ancient prototype, a hero who learned and grew, setting the stage for all the caped crusaders and masked Avengers who came after him in stories and myths.
Whether he was the first superhero or not, his story is an incredible testament to human and divine struggles, the power of friendship, and the universal quest for meaning in life. It's amazing how these ancient myths from thousands of years ago still resonate so powerfully with us today.
We hope you enjoyed diving into the epic of Gilgamesh with us and thinking about this fascinating question. What do you think? Was he a superhero in the ancient world? We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Thanks for tuning in to the Language Learning Podcast. We'll be back next time with another fascinating topic for you to explore.
Goodbye for now.
Get the transcript, flashcards, explanation, and more on langia.com.